Dillingham police are investigating reports of more than 20 commercial fishing boats that were broken into over the winter. They say this is an annual problem, and of the recently reported break-ins, there did seem to be much stolen. KDLG's Nick Schlino reports.
More than a dozen skippers who store their boats at the PAF Marine Services Boatyard in Dillingham will find they are victims of some vandalism. Among them is Andrew Rosas, captain of the Deborah R.
I showed up a few weeks ago and I noticed that the tinfoil was ripped off my window, which was taped on from the inside, so it kind of led me to believe that it was broken into. I went up there, the window had been open for a few weeks, letting weather in and whatnot, and it just, the whole place was ransacked. Everything that could be gone through was gone through, and it was all thrown all over the floor and stomped on.
Rosas says nothing was stolen. Dillingham Chief of Police Dan Pasquarello says this is a common occurrence.
Pretty much every year around this time, as fishermen come back to Dillingham to prepare for the salmon season, we get reports that their vessels had been broken into over the course of the winter.
Pasquarello says some boats were found with sleeping bags and food items, indicating the suspects may have just been squatting there. Some things do get stolen from the fishermen each year, and Pasquarello says the public can help curtail that.
Help us solve the case and dry up the market. If somebody's trying to sell you expensive electronics for a fishing boat, you should be wary as to where they have obtained those items.
Pasquarello says police took a report of about 20 boats that were broken into and burglarized in January. In April, they took a report of two more they believe were just slept in. So far, no arrests have been made.
That was KDLG's Nick Schlino reporting from Dillingham.